Work says sexual abuse of women by Pentecostal church pastors is a new discovery that must be investigated. The group is therefore calling upon all women who have been allegedly sexually abused by pastors in their different congregations to come forward with their information. WAG's director Edna Masiwa says her organization has already received voluntary reports from several women who have detailed their allegations. Masiwa says that the allegations she has heard so far involve unprotected sex, which exposes those involved to contracting sexually transmitted infections and the deadly HIV virus.
And what's disturbing from the stories we are getting is they are having unprotected sex. So we are talking about this from evidence-based. We have specific cases, but we are not able to give names over the radio, but we have these specific cases. And for us as an organization, it's a cause for concern.
She told Studio 7 that, based on reports she has heard so far, sexual abuse is now more common in the Pentecostal churches, while historically it was more common in the so-called white garment churches. Masiwa says WAG is embarking on this campaign to protect vulnerable church members.
But we are saying let's not use the word of God or the Bible to shield our bad behaviors. The message is towards the pastors. They should also know that if they are men of God, they should act like men of God. Because you can't be having six or so girlfriends within the same church and you are a pastor. We should get ways to stop that.
Masiwa says the campaign is working to collect evidence, but said the group cannot disclose the names of the victims or of the accused pastors. She says another challenge facing the alleged victims is that it may be difficult to prove beyond reasonable doubt that they were really abused and that the sexual relations were not consensual. She said in the cases she has so far, both parties involved are adults.
So we are calling upon all the women we have been exposed to such treatment to come up to our offices and we discuss this and start naming the pastors so that they can stop that. Because this is something which has to be put to stop. It's like the church is no longer a safe space for women.
WAG says most disturbing is that some female pastors in some churches are allegedly aware of the sexual abuse allegations but are afraid to take action against their male colleagues. WAG is embarking on this work soon after it joined other groups around the world to commemorate 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. The government of Zimbabwe later declared 365 days of activism against gender-based violence to curb the problem. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.